70Y Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, a chance for some showers and storms. Otherwise, could see some partial sunshine at times with high temperatures approaching the mid-80s. Then for tonight, cloudy with a chance for storms, a low of 65. Still can't rule out that chance for a storm on your Thursday as well in 84 degrees. Friday, slight chance for a shower or storm, high temperature of 81. I'm Michael Caro. Right now, 69 degrees.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Republican U.S. Representative Tim Huelskamp and primary challenger Roger Marshall are sparring over who's most likely to win a spot on House committees that help shape federal farm policy. The issue came up Monday night when they debated in Hutchinson. Huelskamp bucked House GOP leaders on key votes and was stripped of seats on the Agriculture and Budget Committees late in 2012. Marshall, a physician from Great Bend, positioned himself as a peacemaker, promising to secure a spot on the Agriculture Committee. Huelskamp blamed former House Speaker John Boehner for Kansas not having a spot on the committee. Now a member of the influential House Steering Committee that coordinates committee assignments, Huelskamp says he anticipates returning to the Agriculture Committee if reelected. And Mike Pompeo of Kansas calls Clinton's actions in Benghazi morally reprehensible and says people have every right to be disgusted about the response from her and others to the incident. Mid-America Network News.
Macy's 4th of July sale lights up your holiday right now with 30 to 75% savings throughout the store. Plus, get an extra 15 to 20% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. Save on activewear, swimwear, and summer's hottest trends. Plus, get free shipping online with a purchase of $50 or more. Now through Monday at Macy's 4th of July sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices exclusions apply. Check your local listings and watch Macy's 4th of July fireworks 40th anniversary live on NBC.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Lawsuits alleging that Emporia State University discriminated against two minority assistant professors are continuing in federal court. A federal judge on June 15th refused to dismiss a lawsuit filed by Melvin Hale, although some of the original defendants and claims were dismissed. The university and seven officials are now defendants. Hale, who is black, alleges that the school retaliated against him and his wife after they reported finding a racial slur in the School of Library and Information Management in 2015. State regulators have reduced the amount Westar Energy can earn on transmission costs, which will save customers about $18 million over the next 12 months. The Kansas Corporation Commission made the decision Tuesday. Commission said in a news release that the savings stem from a complaint it filed last year with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, alleging that Westar had over-earned on its transmission costs. Mid-America Network News.
That's the sound of the money you may save if the next time you are looking for a car or truck loan, you look to the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Located on the square in Blue Rapids, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has been lending money since before the first car was made. Come see John or Kenny at the State Bank of Blue Rapids and ask about car or truck loans. And listen to the sound of the money you may save. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Governor Ricketts says that Britain's decision to leave the European Union could create opportunities for Nebraska. He says the nation's leaders should make sure they're first in line for opportunities to open new trade relationships with the country. He says he won't rule out a Nebraska trade mission to the country, but noted the state is already committed to visiting China this year. Nebraska had an average of 1 million non-farm jobs for the first time last year, and the number has steadily grown since 2010. Governor Ricketts noted the milestone at a news conference with the labor and economic development officials and business leaders. The Nebraska Department of Labor reports the state saw a net increase of more than 13,000 jobs between 2014 and last year. A house fire led to minor injuries for two Omaha firefighters yesterday. Four adults and one child escaped safely. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle. The best certified pre-owned value in America and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 BenCentric Best CPO Value in America Awards analysis applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Celebrate summer in style with great July 4th deals happening right now at Lowe's. Because nothing brings friends and family together like good food and a great-looking home. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on everything you'll need. Like select hanging baskets for only $5. Plus get a 2-pack of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $9.88. Don't miss out on summer's best savings happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 6/29 through 7/6. Actual plant size and selection may vary by location. Limit 2 twin packs per customer. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details, U.S. only.
Buying knockoff tires for performance is like buying turkey bacon for taste. Just don't. To help avoid another regrettable decision, from June 27th to July 17th, get a $50 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. BF Goodrich Tires. Are you driver? And now see Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for tires, tire repair, and front end alignment. See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/17/16. Void where prohibited.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville police received a report Sunday from Josh Trimble, who reported someone had stolen a red Country Clipper zero-turn mower from his home at 1200 Oto. The mower was stored in a lower garage on the property and was stolen sometime in the last 3 weeks. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. An injury accident was reported in Washington County June 19th on K-15 just south of 16th Road. Judith Koss of Washington went on the shoulder, overcorrected, crossed the lane of traffic, and rolled the vehicle multiple times. Judith Koss was taken by EMS to the Washington County Hospital. Community Memorial Healthcare announces Danielle Wirtz, doctor of osteopathic medicine, will join the medical staff at Community Memorial Healthcare beginning family practice effective September 19th. Wirtz grew up in Barnes and graduated from Lynn High School. Wirtz is the daughter of Nick and Melody Sedevi of Barnes. Hanover Days of 49, officials pleased with the turnout. A revamped format and a date change this year caused some stir. The activities were well received and well attended, including the fireworks show, which was postponed from Saturday night until Sunday night due to thunderstorms. The Days of 49 will be scheduled again in June 2017, June 22nd through the 25th. They have signed a contract with Ottawa Amusements to provide carnival rides again next summer. The Washington County Fair has posted their activities for the July 2016 County Fair on their Facebook site. Additional information is available for 4-H entries and other exhibits through the River Valley Extension District office. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Hawaiian meatballs, rice, wheat bread, California blend, and apricots. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, a roll, green beans, and Watergate salad. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com. or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a summer clearance at Reflections Hallmark to make way for the Hallmark ornament premiere coming in July. It's a summer clearance on Hallmark toys and books, Mikasa crystal, Disney products. Summer flags are buy one, get the second half price, and 2015 Hallmark ornaments just $1 each. Check out the summer clearance, limited to stock on hand. And look for their ornament premiere coming in July. Pick up your order forms and reserve yours today.
Cool down with these sweet summer specials at Landall Lanes. On Wednesdays, you'll get $1 bowling, $1 shoe rental, and $2 appetizers from 4 to 9. Thursdays bring beer specials, $2 premium draws, and $2 Bud Light and Coors Light pounders. It's a special summer at Landall Lanes.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chances for showers and storms in the forecast not only for today, but over the next several days as well, as a frontal boundary hangs just off to our southwest, and yet another cold front looks to work in from the north towards the day on Friday coming up. Those high temperatures working up towards the middle part of the 80s by this afternoon, and likewise looking at mid-80s into the day on Thursday coming up as well, easing back to highs in the lower 80s by the time we hit Friday, and even some upper 70s into at least the start of the upcoming weekend. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, a chance for some showers and storms. Otherwise, could see some partial sunshine at times with high temperatures approaching the mid-80s. Then for tonight, cloudy with a chance for storms, a low of 65. Still can't rule out that chance for a storm on your Thursday as well, in 84 degrees. Friday, a slight chance for a shower or storm, high temperature of 81. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late June, 88. The average low, 67. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning, 6 a.m. A cloudy overcast, 69 degrees with calm winds. Barometer, 30.07 inches. Relative humidity at 92%. Might be a few showers indicated by radar moving into Republic County near Belleville. Activity along the Nebraska-Iowa border, and activity moving out of far southwest Kansas into Oklahoma, into the Panhandle region. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 29th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Tribe continues its winning ways. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. They are hot in Cleveland. The Indians brought their win streak to 11 with some late-game heroics thanks to first baseman Carlos Santana.
Swung and ripped to right. That's an ace hit. Naquin will try to score. Here's Markakis. Throw to the plate. The slide. Safe at the plate with a go-ahead run is Naquin. Going to third is Davis. And Carlos Santana, he comes through with an RBI single to right. The Indians are back on top, 3-2.
Tom Hamilton with the call on WTAM. Cleveland defeated Atlanta 5-3. It took 15 innings for the first-place Chicago Cubs to defeat the last-place Cincinnati Reds. Cubs shortstop Javier Baez sealed the victory with a grand slam.
Baez drives one in the air, deep center field. Back goes Hamilton. Still going. That is a grand slam. A grand slam for Javier Baez. Cubs have broken it wide open, and they lead 7-2.
Pat Hughes on WBBM. The Cubs won 7-3. To the College World Series, where Coastal Carolina defeated Arizona 5-4 to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight on ESPN. The basketball world mourning the loss of coaching giant Pat Summitt. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
The first college basketball coach, male or female, to win 1,000 games, Summitt announced she was battling early-onset dementia in 2011. She told ABC's Robin Roberts her role at the University of Tennessee would help her fight.
The one thing that really drives me is having a team. You've got to have self-discipline.
But she stepped down just a year later in 2012, capping a Hall of Fame career that included 8 national championships. That same year, President Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
ABC's Brian Clark. And play at Wimbledon continues this morning with top-ranked Novak Djokovic taking on Adrian Mannarino and third-ranked Roger Federer battling Marcus Willis. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
When Chad and I went on our first date in 1999, Chad told me that his future plans involved owning a gas station.
Having grown up with Cramerwell, I knew that this was the business for me.
Nearly 20 years later, we're proud to say that we're living our dream.
Although we are the C&J in CJ Express, it's you, our loyal customers, who make CJ Express.
Thank you for buying your fuel with us and then coming in to get a cold drink or a quick snack.
Thank you for stopping in for a cup of coffee and then drinking it with your friends.
Thank you for coming to us when you have that sweet craving and need your froyo fix.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to our employees and share the highlights of your day with them. We enjoy these relationships.
Thank you for supporting a local business.
Thank you for being part of the CJ Express family.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. According to the Farmers National Company, a 10-year run-up in land prices appears to be leveling off. Farmers National, one of the nation's top ag real estate companies, say average values of cropland and grassland have dropped from historic highs in recent years, but they're still very strong. The supply of land for sale mirrors the amount of demand to buy land, so the market is at equilibrium. The supply of land for sale is lower as some farmers deciding whether or not to keep their land, and buyer demand has trended lower too. With farm and ranch profits lower, lenders also being more cautious about what they'll lend to land purchases. Investor interest in farm and ranch land also declined as prices got higher and return on investment went lower. As land prices begin to fall, investors and fund buyers moving back into the market. Farmers National says overall demand for good land is solid, but not so much on lower quality farm ground and grasslands everywhere. Well, America's favorite 4th of July cookout foods, including hot dogs, cheeseburgers, spare ribs, baked beans, potato salad, and milk, will cost a little bit more this year, according to the American Farm Bureau. But the cost to feed a group of 10 comes in $56.06. That is less than $6 a person. Now, the cost is up a little bit less than 1%. The Farm Bureau notes prices for the meat queso looking better for consumers as beef prices are lower thanks to rising cattle inventory and production numbers from the lows of a couple of years ago. They also say pork production continues to grow, and it is at its highest level in some 25 years. Watermelon, another favorite on the 4th, and prices will be slightly higher as shipments of watermelon are down 8% from 1 year ago. Find the full survey at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Wheat harvest continues to roll on across Kansas. The USDA says that Kansas wheat harvest is 58% complete as of last Sunday. After kind of a slow start, it was feared that we wouldn't catch up, but that 58% is ahead of the five-year average now, which normally would stand at 50% complete across the state of Kansas. Extension Agriculture Agent Tom Maxwell covers Saline and Ottawa counties in Kansas.
Yeah, in the southern part of the district, Saline County, things are starting to wrap up. Quite a few producers are done harvesting their wheat. As you get north of Salina into Ottawa County, some of the producers up there still considerable amount of wheat yet to harvest, maybe 60-70% done. We did have some rain come Saturday night, and so that slowed things down in some areas. This harvest finally started to resemble what we had hoped for, and so, you know, I'm hearing yield as 80 bushel yield range. I would say 40 to 60 most common, but long, cool fill period with ample moisture late in the growing season really benefited the medium early and medium maturity varieties.
A little farther to the northeast in Atchison County, farmer Jay Armstrong tells Kansas much wrapped up in the area within the last 5 days or so. Armstrong said that his fields averaged about 60 bushels an acre with test weights in the range of 60 to 62 pounds a bushel. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. The protein in beef helps strengthen and sustain your body. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy body weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. This beef message brought to you by Capel Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-7778.
You've heard it before, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Yes, farmers are married to the land. At Mid-America Ag Network, we know how important harvest time is, and we're in the field with you. We're committed to providing the best harvest coverage in the country. From Texas to the Dakotas, we're on the air to update you on the harvest. Summer Harvest Reports, brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Abilene Machine, the Kansas Wheat Commission, Midwest Ford Dealers, Wells Fargo, banking wherever life takes you. Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on...
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. At a dairy breakfast near Hampshire, Illinois, the line for the pancakes and sausage and coffee and juice and ice cream, yeah, ice cream, was really long. I'll tell you how the organizers used the opportunity to have these people, as they waited in line, engage in agriculture education after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
At the dairy breakfast on a recent Saturday morning at the Drendel Farm near Hampshire, Illinois, the line for the pancakes and sausage and coffee and ice cream was so long, it snaked through the barnyard. And as it snaked indoors into a machine shed, it passed an information booth. Remember the Peanuts cartoons where one of the characters sat at a booth that had a sign across the top reading, "The psychiatrist is in"? Well, the sign on this one read, "The farmer is in." And one of the people dispensing advice about agriculture was Marla Behrens of the Midwest Dairy Association.
What kind of questions are people asking?
Pretty much they're asking us how many cows are milked here on the dairy and if they really still get up early and work really late. So, and they, of course, ask some different questions about the baby calves and that.
And the answers to the questions about working early and late are?
Very much so. Dale was out here before 4 o'clock this morning, and he's out here every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, doing chores every morning and every night.
And what are the biggest challenges facing dairy farmers?
Well, right now it's the economics because of the low milk prices, and of course now the grain prices the past couple of weeks they've been creeping back up. But just like any other industry, they face very high energy costs, very high land costs, and the issues of labor issues, making sure that you have enough people to milk the cows and feed the cows, and of course they have to be grinding feed and have being working as far as artificially inseminating the cows. I mean, it takes a lot of hands and a lot of bodies to make a dairy farm work.
So what is the mission of the Midwest Dairy Association?
To promote the milk, cheese, and all of the fine dairy products, and also obviously make sure that consumers know that the dairy industry is a very sustainable industry. Obviously here at the dairy farm, you see the cows milking in great healthy products. We try to promote that, but also let them know that the fertilizer is great sustainability for the industry, and a lot of them, consumers going through here today, don't realize that possibly compost that they're putting on the ground, on their yards and things like that, is actually coming from a compost that might have come from dairy.
Marla Behrens of the Midwest Dairy Association. Back after this.
Helping you achieve top profitability. That's the goal of your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op. From planting to harvest, let the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op help you with soil testing, soil inputs, fertilizer options. They offer top quality seeds, and the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op has feed for the livestock producer available. Top quality inputs yield top quality profits. Check with your local branch of the Beatty Farmers Union Co-op today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
7:30 from KNDY. 69 degrees under a cloudy overcast. A pleasant start to the day. Highs atop 80. Mild temperatures the remainder of this week into the Independence weekend. Scattered chance for showers today. I don't know how it looks. West of us over Republic County, maybe getting some light scattered activity. A lot of the activity in Nebraska tracking along the Nebraska-Iowa border and pushing further east instead of south.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Just about everybody in the Cardinals lineup drove in a run. Michael Wacha was good enough on the mound, and St. Louis held off Kansas City 8-4 last night to even their four-game, two-city series. Wacha allowed four runs over six innings, but considering he served up nine hits and three walks, it could have been worse. It was his second straight win after dropping seven consecutive decisions. His bullpen nearly gave it away. Hyung Han Ho loaded the bases with one out in the ninth before getting pinch hitter Alex Gordon to pop out and inducing Eric Hosmer into a routine fielder's choice. Yordano Ventura allowed seven runs on seven hits, three walks, and a hit and a batter in 5 1/3 innings for the Royals. Up next, right-hand pitcher Carlos Martinez takes the mound for the Cardinals while Volquez is on the mound at Busch Stadium.
Treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Beltone of Kansas with Mark Bogner. Why are people looking in their mailboxes, Mark?
We've got a special going on right now. A $1,000 off coupon arrives in your mailbox, and that will help you get into a pair of Beltone hearing aids for less than you might have otherwise.
And you may not even know the hearing that you're missing already. Check your mailbox for your Beltone mailer to save $1,000 on Beltone hearing aids, or visit a Beltone location today and ask about your savings. To find a location near you, go to beltoneofkansas.com.
The Cleveland Indians now have their longest winning streak since 1982 following a ninth-inning rally in Atlanta. The Indians scored three times in the ninth to beat the Braves 5-3. Also in Major League Baseball, Washington blanked the New York Mets 5-0. Detroit turned a 3-0 deficit into a 7-5 win at Miami. Boston's 8-2 rout of Tampa Bay did not set well. Baltimore's lead in the AL East remains 4.5 games over the Red Sox with an 11-7 win at San Diego. Texas beat the New York Yankees for the second straight night, 7-1 in the Bronx. Texas still tops the AL West by 10 games over Houston after Carlos Guerrero hit a three-run homer and drove in four to lead the Houston 7-1 romp over the Angels. Seattle won the 5-2 triumph against Pittsburgh. The Phillies rallied for two runs in the ninth to pull out a 4-3 win at Arizona. That is your sports report from Mid-America Network.